Well, more than 17 million Americans have already voted in the 2020 election, and a good number of those people are casting their ballots for the very first time in their lives. And we're going to take a few minutes now to hear from three of those voters, starting with a registered Democrat in Texas.
My name is Gustavo Payan Luna. I am in El Paso, Texas right now. I grew up on the Mexican side of the border with El Paso. I work in international development and education, and I am 43 years old. And the reason why, this is the first time that I am going to cast my vote in the U.S., and the reason why I care is because a little over a year ago, there was a shooting in El Paso that killed over 20 people and left many wounded and many emotional scars. That shooter was targeting Mexicans. And one of the reasons that we know this happened is because Mexicans, immigrants, Hispanics are demonized, you know, with an intention to gain political power. I am hopeful in terms of the election. Everything from the process being transparent to the outcome in terms of why, of what I expect and what I think and believe is the best for the majority of people in this country. I agree that nobody has to agree on everything, but what we think is best in terms of unifying the country. And I think we have to keep that faith and that hope so we can actually move forward.
Hi, my name is Carly Hahn. I am 21 years old and a senior at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota, and I am joining from my hometown of New Prague, Minnesota. I am just really excited to vote for Donald Trump and Mike Pence because in the past 4 years, I have been really happy with their signing of the USMCA and that they support law and order. That is one thing that concerns me in Minnesota with the riots this past summer. And then the other huge thing for me is recently Donald Trump signing the Middle East peace deals with Israel, especially because it's something that the Obama-Biden administration said was impossible. If Trump does get elected, I'm really excited to see him expand on what he has done. I also think that we have gotten into this habit of talking to the other side like they're not humans. But if we can really understand why we believe different things, then the only way to find common ground is to hit that point first, because we can never find common ground if we don't understand why people believe what they believe.
Hello, my name is Julie Ben-Moshe. I'm 33 years old from Richmond, Virginia, and I am a registered nurse. I've purposely never voted. It's been kind of my protest vote for not agreeing and not feeling like I had a candidate that represented me. I don't affiliate with either party and never have. However, I don't see in Donald Trump a leader, and I don't think he is fit to be the president. So we have to think broader than just our constituent bases and catering to them. So making sure that, you know, not just the global health with the pandemic, but also making sure the affordable health care is accessible. I have cancer. Our health is important. If we don't have health, we really don't have the foundation to do much else. I think no matter who wins, there is going to be a very uncomfortable protest situation. The seeds of doubt of whether this is free and fair have been sown, whether or not that's the case. If I can finally go in and fill in my ballot, I think anyone can. And if you have to hold your nose, do it.
Three Americans voting for the first time in a U.S. election with a message for us all. Go vote.